Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, January 13, 2020. Fight for your freedom. I don't have any impeachment update for you. Stuff will happen this week. I don't know what. I don't really care that much. That's bad, right? I should be jazzed about covering this story, but it's, as I wrote in the message of the day, the court of public opinion has already weighed in. It's not relevant. Nobody cares really what this is, other than the anti-Trump zealots, the resistance, but he's not going to remove them. So even they go, well, all right. Now, it'll be interesting to see Mitch McConnell move the chess pieces around and do this and that. But believe me when I tell you, there's no chance that Donald Trump's removed, and everybody knows it. Now, I'll cover, but there are more important things going on. And let's start with President Trump's day. He believes, and his administration advisors believe, they won the Iran thing. The hate Trump media is still flailing around on it, but again, Americans are by it. This is a big change in the news consumption because there's so much coming in on the handheld devices. If it's over, it's over, then people move ahead. All right, so Iran's over, the guy's dead. Iran didn't do anything heinous to the USA. It shot down the airliner. Why? God knows why. I don't know. It's an out of control country. Now, so President Trump's flying down to New Orleans for the big college championship game tonight, LSU versus Clemson. I don't have a pick on it. Both teams are very good, good quarterbacks. I don't know. There is a poll out that says that more Americans disapprove than approve of the way that Donald Trump handled Iran. That poll is bogus, 500 people. It did find that 87% of Republicans approve of Trump's Iran policy, and 90% of Democrats do not. All right, so that's where we are. Again, all divided down. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. There are protests in Iran. This is interesting. Now, this is a big story. So the younger Persians taking to the streets to yell against the mullahs because the mullahs, there's no freedom and there's no economic growth in the country. So the younger people go, you know, we want you out of there. We don't want this Islamic society anymore. So the Iranian troops fired on the protesters, wounding some of them. Can't get any numbers because there's no free press there. But it's bad. And this is all unintended consequences of them attacking the U.S. embassy in Iraq. That's what led to Soleimani's demise. So the British ambassador, this is another good story underreported here, was arrested in Iran. Rob McCare, British ambassador, arrested. Nobody knows why. Now, you can't arrest an ambassador. So Iran's a rogue nation. It'd be interesting to see what Boris and the Brits do about this. President Trump Sunday morning, tweeted, quote, to the leaders of Iran, do not kill your protesters. Thousands have already been killed or imprisoned by you, The world is watching. More importantly, the USA is watching. Turn your internet on and let reporters roam free. Stop killing your great Iranian people, unquote. All right, Iran, you know, I don't think they'll be overthrown. We saw this in Venezuela. Very hard to overthrow a secret police-dominated state. Venezuela, the guy hangs on because the army's there, the army's with the mullahs. Very hard to overthrow. All right, let's get to local politics here in the USA. Tomorrow's the 7th Democratic debate in Des Moines, Iowa. CNN, Des Moines Register, Wolf Blitzer, Abby Phillip, Breanne Fennelmeistel, or somebody, I don't know her name, I don't know her. She's from the newspaper. The problem with these debates is the moderators won't interrupt. So these people can say anything they want. They don't have to answer the question. They don't have to do anything. And the moderators ask a question. Sometimes the question is good. Sometimes it's dopey. It's never confrontational, ever. It would be if Donald Trump were there, but it's not on the Democratic side. CNN and the Des Moines Register are liberal entities. Debate is at Drake University, again, the 7th debate. Important because of the Iowa caucus coming up on the 3rd, the day after the Super Bowl, February 3rd. Biden, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Sanders, Warren, and Steyer. How did Steyer get in there? Steyer. Nobody's supporting Steyer, but he's there. 6 of them on the stage. I will live tweet at Bill O'Reilly. You want to sign up for that, at Bill O'Reilly. I will live tweet tomorrow night during the debate, and on Wednesday we'll have analysis, of course. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Okay, final thought of the day, and I learned this far too late in life for my own good. Whenever you do something that is urgent, so say somebody punches you or breaks into your house, you got to act. I mean, you got to do something. You don't have time to think out. You've got to defend yourself or stop the intrusion. But most of the time, we have time. And then you got to step back, even if it's driving you crazy and you're angry, you're emotional, you're this and that, can't lash out. Because when you do something, it always has repercussions. Donald Trump knows that. From Iran. You kill Soleimani, 15 other things happen. Now, I would have done the same thing Trump did, as I said last week. But the unintended consequences, you gotta think them out. So in your life, when something happens to you, and I had to deal with this situation last week, and I was so angry about something, I can't tell you what it is, but I was so angry. But I knew that if I directly confronted the situation, that it was going to get worse, all right? That's what the enemy wanted me to do. So I did it another way. That's called maturity and discipline. So whenever in your life you have something that's unpleasant, or it could be a family matter, could be a business matter, could be just a random matter on the street, take as much time as you can and think out, write down, if I do this, that's likely to happen. If that likely to happen, this is my counter. It's like a chess game. I hate the word to use game, but we don't want you to be punished ever. We want you to win at all times, which is why we have the concierge membership. You got a question about something? I'm bothering you, this and that? I'll give you my take. We'll see you tomorrow.